On a typical day at Scott High School, students are busy with their daily routine.
Okay. You guys have any questions about any of these? Is there one I could help with in particular?
And next school year, with the Academies of Innovation and Technology, selected students from all three high schools in the Kenton County District will be learning in their field of choice. Superintendent Terry Cox Cruey says this academy structure is to help those who already have some idea about what they're interested in pursuing in college or as a career.
We want to make sure that every student 100% is college and career ready. So they're ready to either go into a college and be successful with that curriculum, or they're ready to go into a position and that they have the credentials or the certificates that they need to walk right into an industry and be successful there.
There are six academies of innovation and technology, which include biomedical sciences, sustainable energy technology engineering, high performance production technology, engineering, media arts, and informatics. All are three-year programs. Cox Cruey says the district has been working for months designing the educational opportunity by gathering input from leaders of local businesses, colleges and universities, and high school students.
We started talking with them a few years ago about what it would take to really get them to learn at a deeper level. We have a lot of instructional strategies, but unless you're able to really motivate students and make it relevant to them, they're not easily engaged in some of the more difficult work.
More than 200 applications from each school were accepted, but not everyone will get in. Scott High School students interested include Zach Major, Chloe Johnson, Noah Black, and Meg Graciano.
I was thinking a lot about my future and where I would be in 10 or 20 years, and so I want to go to the Media Arts Academy.
I want something with the environment. I've always liked going to the zoo, and I think it's really cool, the natural world.
I think of myself as more a creative person. I like working with others, and I think group work is a lot easier. It allows you to be yourself and more open-minded, and I think that's kind of the run of the program.
It's like a project-based learning academy, and it favors creative and critical minds.
This kind of progressive teaching is not new to Scott High School principal Brennan Sapp. Dr. Sapp is one of 15 principals in the U.S. helping the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation assess how to prepare students for college. Sapp says in the new academy, the basics like English and math will still be part of the curriculum, just flavored with material from the academy.
The goal is that sooner, much sooner than when they graduate, they know the culture of the career they're looking at, they know what it's going to be like on that job and where it's going to be, and that as soon as they are ready and as fast as they're ready, they are taking college level courses, getting certifications, getting hours, you know, when they're ready, not when they just happen to turn 17 and graduate.
Superintendent Terry Cox Cruey says this approach to learning is a fairly new concept in the Kentucky high schools, and she hopes Northern Kentucky can help lead the way. I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News.